That's right. You are getting a little bit of around the NFL here. We're live at the Houston Methodist Training Center for Houston, Texas training camp. Looks like
wrapping up.
We're wrapping it up. All the people come to the center of the field to break it down, which means we are on Henry Tolotolo watch, number 39 in your programs. The linebacker for the Texans will be joining us today. Before we get there, we will go around the NFL, and it is worth noting that we were asking, hey, man, we done gotten through, what, how many, six, seven practices? And ain't nobody scrapped? And I don't know that we still have an answer on, like, a full scrap, but we got a little bit of a tussle. Because I do like the varying hierarchies of, like, ways that you can describe fighting.
Yeah.
And this wasn't, like, this wasn't no brouhaha. This wasn't no real fight. But I think tussle.
It was you
right.
Push, I push. Yeah, you push again, I push again.
A little bit of a shoving match.
And
I still
everybody,
don't I couldn't identify who was happening.
Mixed it up pretty good, but not necessarily a big.
Was it
a
Josh Simmons type of pushing?
That is exactly where we're going to go. Look, you saw the segue that I was trying to set up for myself. Apparently, Russ Yeast was in it. I don't know if we have the other guys, but the defensive guy involved was a scrappy young fella in Russ Yeast who's trying to make
it. We've talked about him a couple times.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Hey, man, come with a little bit of energy, baby. Let's raise the level of intensity out here. So, yeah, they're definitely – I think that's like a – that's like a game doesn't – or a playoff series doesn't start until someone wins on the road.
Yeah.
Training camp don't really start until you get a little bit of pushing and shoving.
Exactly. I totally agree. And it's officially on. Here's the other part about that. They were clock watching like crazy at the end. This was a long practice. And they were getting a little bit, all right, I got to get out of here. A little bit frustrated. A little bit hot, a little frustrated. Very understandable.
I see you 281. Fisticuffs is best, but it doesn't fit here. But fisticuffs is a good synonym for scrapping out there. All right, let's go around the NFL. I mentioned a little bit of pushing and shoving. Training camp don't start until you get a little bit of that. It seems like training camp has officially started in St. Joe for the Kansas City Chiefs. Josh Simmons, as Figgy mentioned, you're right on the nail. Josh Simmons, the tackle out of Oregon that was drafted by Kansas City. What was that, 32? Was that 32? Or 31?
Yeah.
They were literally 31, obviously. That's what it would have to be. That's a guy that we were looking at. We talked a lot about when we were talking about offensive line guys, and he was dealing with that that torn patella tendon that really pushing people off. It seems like he has, one, been antsy out there, you know, or like feisty out there, but two, there's been a lot of praise for Josh Simmons. He is already starting, like, with a starting lineup of offensive linemen out there. It feels like there's been a lot of praise for him. He's been effective. They might have gotten a steal in the 30s and an offensive tackle.
And you just mentioned what I was thinking. Keep in mind that he's going against some pretty good guys out there.
Yeah, George Karloftis.
He's going against some pretty good guys out there. So, yeah, I'm with you. And, boy, wouldn't that just stink to get a guy like that on that defense? Man.
What do you look intent on something right now.
No, I'm trying to find our guy Tolotolo. See if he's coming.
Get
a heads up.
No, but I found that to be intriguing because, again, that's going to be one of those guys that, you know, we always look back at previous drafts and we go, should you have?
Yeah.
I think that Josh Simmons is already making a case for the idea of there's going to be a number of teams that we're looking for offensive linemen that might have an opportunity to look at Josh Simmons and go, damn, we left him on the table. So, some other things that are happening. Earlier today, we learned of another Bengals running back castoff, which, of course, like Joe Mixon, then gets people's ears going. Zach Moss has been released from the Bengals, and so he ends up out there on the street. He was dealing with a neck injury that took the remainder of his season last year. Does Zach Moss give you any level of interest whatsoever, especially as we're looking at this running back?
Well, right now, until you find out, you know, for sure who's looking good, first of all, once preseason begins. And status, you know, how much into the season, or is it even into the season? Is Joe Mixon, going to be brought along slowly? You're looking at everybody, aren't you?
I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like this one I don't put on the short list. There's kind of parts of the body that I don't think stop ailing you. And necks and backs, especially how fundamental they are to your corporeal form and your health. A trick neck don't stop tricking is what I like to say. And that one feels like dangerous territory for Zach Moss. I know that people kind of got interested there. That's not the big Bengals news on the day. The big Bengals news on the day.
He's back, baby.
He is back. They have got the Bengals and Mike Brown somehow win, I think. Or maybe you view it differently. Trey Hendrickson, big-time pass rusher, was looking to get paid along with, like his peers, like you saw Myles Garrett get his money. T.J. Watt eventually gets his money. But Trey Hendrickson has not yet. He thinks that there's going to be a level of good faith, I imagine, in returning to practice, but he stops the $50,000 a day fines that cannot be wiped away. Remember, in the past, that you could be able to, you know, kind of waive those fines. Those fines will remain for him. And, I mean, he just stops the fines that he's getting. He will return to camp, but he did not, at least yet, receive that ultimate goal of getting the paycheck that he was wanting. Is this the right decision to make for Trey Hendrickson?
I think it's the decision that the right decision to make, because I think they're getting close. I think you talked about good faith. I think that's what it is. They feel like maybe the parameters are in place and he's going to get paid. I wouldn't be surprised if we hear something today or tomorrow.
Quite possibly. Yeah. I know I've seen a lot of people say that this is the right decision, right? Like you're going up against an ownership. They kind of don't care at some point. The thing that they care about most is trying to establish dominance, set precedent. We've seen that specifically with this offseason with the likes of Shamar Stewart, where, you know, they made it very clear. They wanted to set precedent in getting an avenue to claw back guaranteed money should they have the opportunity to. And in this way, I don't think they wanted to have to pay that big money. But I thought that the reason why Trey Hendrickson would have a level of leverage here is that this is a team that has aspirations of being good. They have a very clear clock on Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. They just paid big money for their wide receivers. When you talk about T. Higgins, you talk about Ja'Marr Chase. And so that defense continually being not good enough is a huge problem when you look at what the AFC is. And he, meaning Trey Hendrickson, is a large part of that. So I thought he would have a lot of, a lot of power here in a holdout. It seems like, unless you're right and they already have kind of gotten themselves close,
the parameters,
and they just need to
get
this over the goal line.
This
feels like one of those things that really hurts me as someone who likes looking at labor negotiations from a player perspective. Because if you can't win this one, right, like that's where my brain goes. If you can't win this one, which are the ones that you actually can win, at least against the Bengals?
I'm kind of laughing because, you know, what I just said is generally the case for most NFL teams. You know, once the guy gets into camp, you got to figure that the deal is very, you know, pretty much about to go over the goal line. But this is not most NFL teams, as we all know. So maybe I'm wrong, but generally that's what I would believe.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking about. It's worth noting, we got football tomorrow.
We do. How about that?
I had completely forgotten that until yesterday. We have football tomorrow, Hall of Fame game. It's tomorrow, and we know at least one of the starters, quarterback-wise. Did you realize that Trey Lance plays for the Chargers?
Trey Lance is starting.
So Trey Lance will start for the Chargers versus the Lions in that exhibition game. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for Hall of Fame game football?
Well, 10 for now.
That's not a genuine 10. It's not a genuine 10.
Because I don't know how much of it I'm going to watch, but you know I'm getting in on that. You're getting in on that only because it's like –
It is football.
It's football, and after a long drought, I mean, in any other circumstance, maybe a two, but today.
You don't want to see if Trey Lance can put it all together?
I think I'm good on that, but I want to watch some football. That's for dang sure.
That's fair enough. I can understand how you get to that space, but, yeah, that's something that is happening out there. I guess this is kind of a nice thing to see, and I wanted to kind of an uplifting story because, you know, anytime you have an opportunity to do that, you can. Yes, Dallas did let Trey Lance go. He is with the Chargers. They have Joe Milton, Dallas now has, as a backup. So they still have opportunities to try and bench Dak, as their fans tend to do from time to time. But this is worth noting, an AFC foe, but we're all teammates in a fight against cancer, are we not? Jaguars defensive end Josh Hines-Allen, he announced something really cool, which is that his son, who has been in a battle with cancer, his 7-year-old son, he's announced that he is in full remission and in the final stages of his treatment plan, which is always cool to see.
What was it? I saw it and I can't remember. Was it leukemia? I don't remember, but come on, who doesn't feel really, really good about something like that, especially with a child and so public like that?
Yeah, for sure. Let's see, from the 832 here on the text line, would you pick up a flyer on Breece Hall, who seems like he might not be the guy in New York?
I always used to like Breece Hall.
I did as well.
Yeah, I think that would be something. Again, you're looking at everybody. I'm looking at Woody Marks right now signing autographs, and that guy's got some lower body strength. Let me just put it that way.
Solid base.
Those are some trunks, man. Those are some tree trunks that he's got. But good for him signing a lot of kids' autographs here as they exit the field, and we're waiting for Henry Toto.
We are waiting for Henry Toto to sit down and join us. That'd be really cool to have a conversation. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. And on the other side, I believe we'll be able to sit down with the linebacker for your Houston Texans, Henry Toto. So that's a little bit of around the NFL. And we'll talk to Henry Toto next in the Loop on Sports Radio 610.